Welcome to Unit 10 of Terminology in Healthcare and Public Health Settings. This lecture explores the male reproductive system. Unless otherwise indicated, the materials presented in this lecture were adapted from the information available on the Medline Plus website. By the end of this lecture, students should be able to define, understand, and correctly pronounce various medical terms related to the male reproductive system. They should also be able to describe common diseases and conditions, laboratory and diagnostic procedures, medical and surgical procedures, and medications related to the male reproductive system. Our study of the male reproductive system begins with the review of male anatomy. The primary function of the male reproductive system is to produce sperm for copulation and the male hormone, testosterone. The testes are two egg-shaped organs inside the scrotum, the loose sac of skin located behind the penis. Sperm cells are produced in the testes and are moved up into the body through the vas deferens. The vas deferens joins the urethra, which is a tube that opens to the outside of the body through the penis. In addition to producing sperm, the testes also produce male hormones, which are responsible for the development of the secondary sex characteristics such as facial hair, pubic hair, and changes in the voice. Seminal vesicles are two structures lying behind the bladder. They are connected to the vas deferens and secrete a thick, viscous fluid that forms part of the semen. The prostate gland is about the size of a walnut, and it produces part of the seminal fluid that carries sperm. The prostate gland surrounds the neck of the bladder and urethra. The penis is the male organ of copulation and urination. Disorders and diseases of the penis can cause pain and affect a man's sexual function and fertility. Disorders of the penis include balanitis, which is the inflammation of the skin covering the head of the penis, erectile dysfunction, which is the inability to obtain or maintain an erection, and infections. One infection of the penis is caused by chlamydia, which is a common bacterial sexually transmitted disease. Symptoms include burning during urination or an abnormal discharge from the penis, but sometimes there are no symptoms. The treatment is antibiotics. Genital warts are caused by the human papillomavirus, or HPV. In men, genital warts are less common than in women, but might occur on the tip of the penis. Warts can disappear on their own. However, the virus stays in your body even after treatment, so they can return. Gonorrhea is a curable STD, common in young adults and caused by bacteria. It does not always manifest symptoms, but in men it can cause pain when urinating and a discharge from the penis. If untreated, it can cause epididymitis, which is an infection of the ducts in the testes. Gonorrhea can be cured with antibiotics. Some common problems with the prostate include these disorders and diseases. Prostatitis is an infection of the prostate gland, usually caused by bacteria. Benign prostatic hypertrophy, or BPH, is an enlargement of the prostate gland, commonly seen in males over 50. Symptoms include dribbling after urination and frequent urination, especially at night. Possible treatments include resection of the portion of the gland that is obstructing the urethra. Prostate cancer is the third most common cause of death from cancer in men of all ages. It is rare in men younger than 40. The levels of a substance called prostate-specific antigen, PSA, is often high in men with prostate cancer, but it may also be high with other prostate conditions. Symptoms of prostate cancer include painful or difficulty with urination, low back pain, and pain with ejaculation. Prostate cancer treatment depends on the stage of the cancer. Treatment may include surgery, radiation therapy, chemotherapy, or control of hormones that affect the cancer. There are also various disorders that affect the testicles. For example, testicles can get inflamed or infected. Symptoms include a lump, redness, pain, or changes. Diagnosis and treatment depends on the specific conditions. And finally, testicular cancer can form in a man's testicles. This type of cancer mainly affects young men between the ages of 20 and 39. It is also more common in men who have had abnormal testicle development, have had an undescended testicle, and have a family history of the cancer. Symptoms include pain, swelling, or lumps in the testicles or groin area. Diagnostic tests used to confirm the diagnosis of testicular cancer include an open biopsy or a needle biopsy. Treatment options include surgery, radiation, and/or chemotherapy. Treatments may also cause infertility. Here are some key word parts related to the male reproductive system along with their meanings. In the third column, you can see some of the medical terms that we can create by combining word parts. You should return to the online medical dictionary to hear the pronunciation and become familiar with the meaning of the created terms. Now it's time to play detective again. Read the slide and see if you can answer the question. Did you guess prostate cancer or cancer of the prostate gland? You may remember from this lecture that prostate cancer is the third most common cause of death from cancer in men of all ages. However, it is rare in men younger than 40. The levels of a substance called prostate-specific antigen, PSA, is often high in men with prostate cancer, but it may also be high in other prostate conditions. Symptoms of prostate cancer include painful urination or difficulty with urination, low back pain, and pain with ejaculation. Prostate cancer treatment depends on the stage of the cancer. Treatment may include surgery, radiation therapy, chemotherapy, or control of hormones that affect the cancer.